Welcome to another episode of Now or Never. My name is Julie Love. I'm your host. My website is julielove.com, J-U-R-I-L-O-V-E.com. Today, we have a wonderful guest. Her name is Stephanie Winland. Let's find out who she is. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Thank you for coming to my podcast, Now or Never.
Thank you for having me. I'm very excited to be here.
And I know you are a working actor in New York, but please tell us who you are.
Yes, my name is Stephanie Winland. So like you said, actress, singer, producer. Just living in Astoria, trying to make new things and, you know, keep it fun.
Great. And you are recently working on a very exciting web series, Peas in a Pod. Please tell us about it.
Yes. So Peas in a Pod was started about 2 years ago by Alex Pyers, who you've had on this podcast as well, and myself. He had written a bunch of different episodes, but not for me. He had written a bunch of episodes of this idea that he was having about two friends kind of living in New York. And then we met in an acting class, and I guess the idea popped into his head that it could be a platonic friendship between a man and a woman. And he asked me to be involved, and it ended up being a really good time for me because I was looking to kind of dip my toes into film a little bit. I had done so much musical theater before this. So he asked me about it, and together we created the pilot. And then, yeah, that was 2 years ago, and now we have a full season out on YouTube and Vimeo, and it's made it into a bunch of festivals as well.
How exciting is that?
It's so exciting. Every time I see that we've gotten into a new festival, it's like crazy.
Yes. And then I know you have musical theater background, but how is it so different than doing musical theater and filming this series?
Oh my gosh, it's so different. So, well, first of all, because with musical theater, I was only really ever an actor. I did produce some shows, but I never got to like really be a part of it. And so with musical theater, you know, you rehearse a show for a few weeks if you're lucky, and then you perform it in its entirety, beginning to end. You really get to like live through the moment, you know, same with any live theater. And with film, not only is it different in that you're going, you know, sometimes we're shooting the last scene of an episode at the very beginning. You know, it's very out of order a lot of the time, but also it's, you know, the amount of detail that you have to pay attention to for continuity and the amount of people on board needed for a scene that's even just with two people. You know, you see on the screen one person in a shot, but in the room there's, you know, sometimes 15. And so it's crazy. It's a completely different world. And of course the acting is different too. The acting in musical theater is much bigger, and the acting on screen has to be towards a closer audience. Although with Peas in a Pod, it was a nice mix. I got to add some of my musicality in that show for sure.
Yes. And then would you say you like one rather more or same?
You know, they're both very different, of course. I don't know that anything will ever steal my heart the way theater does. And it doesn't even have to be musical theater. For me, live performance, whether it's singing or a serious play or even improv on stage, there's just no feeling like it. But when you're performing to an audience that is so close, so when you're performing to a camera, it gives you the opportunity to really just focus on the emotion and what you're thinking of in the moment, as opposed to also thinking of how loud you have to be, is it reaching the back. So, you know, they both have their pros and cons, but I would say theater has my heart for sure.
Great. And when was your now or never moment to become an actor, actress, entertainer?
Well, so mine's a little interesting. The thing is, I've been doing this for my whole life. when I was, I have no other skill set, pretty much. When I was younger, I was given singing lessons, acting. And so because I did this in high school, there was never a moment that I even questioned, is this what I want to do? Because it's all I'd ever done. But what ends up happening with that is, I say you know, this is of course not general, but I started to get complacent a little bit. You know, I know how to go to a musical theater audition. I know what they want. I think I know what they're looking for. And so there's such a lack of joy in it. There became a lack of joy in it, I should say. It became very by the book. What do I think they want me to wear? What do I think they want me to sing? And I just wasn't doing it to make myself happy anymore. And because of that, I stopped trying as hard. And so there were two moments for me. One was a few years ago when I started to take this acting class with Anthony Abeson, because this is where I met Alex. He just brought back the humanity for me in this profession, you know, why we become actors, what the purpose is of it. And I started to really love it again and stop caring about what casting directors were thinking, and just kind of like letting myself be an artist for the first time in a long time. But then again, fell into a place where I was focusing more on making money, doing, you know, jobs that had nothing to do with theater because I was good at them and because I can make money. And it wasn't until recently, okay, don't laugh, I had a dream. It's one of those stories. Had a dream. And in the dream, there was a room that had my idols in it, which in that moment was like Tina Fey, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, and the lead character on Mrs. Maisel, right? So it's like three people that I really look up to. And the in the other room was a job I was being offered that had nothing to do with theater, but was going to pay me a lot of money. And it was teaching, it was something I was good at. And in this dream, I had to make a decision, which room did I want to go to? And of course, it was so clear, the room with my idols. And so I woke up and thought that that's kind of where I felt in my life, was that I was putting too much focus on the things I was already good at, but were not really what I, you know, weren't the hard things. They're not the things I want in my life, which is to be an actor, to be a director. And so I don't know, after I woke up, things just started kind of rolling once I like thought about it. Now I'm trying to write more. I'm trying to, kind of form a community of people that want to make things with me. Of course, this pandemic is a little difficult to do that in, but it's happening and it's all, it's good. I'm kind of ready to face the harder stuff a little more now.
Wow. What a dream.
Right? It was weird.
Well, sometimes dream can manifest the reality, and then I truly believe some of the signs that we have in subconscious appears in our dreams.
Yeah, I agree.
So what have you been doing after that dream?
So because I've had a lot of time on my hands, my main goal is to... So I have a bit of an issue with perfection. I don't really like to put anything out there unless I think it's perfect. And of course, as we know, you know, from life, that's never going to happen. You're never going to reach perfection. Things are always going to be flawed, especially in art, because it's so subjective. So my goal now is to just start putting things out there that I am proud of because I've done my best, but not necessarily, you know, do I think are the best things I'll ever do. So I've been writing, which for me is like a real big fear. I do not like writing. I don't like my own writing. It's, you know, it's like something I have to kind of work on. My roommate actually, who is in Peas in a Pod, she plays a pedestrian, a walker. We've been filming little things. So whenever we have an idea, even if it's stupid, we just film it. And we start to edit it because every time we make something, it makes us just a little bit better. We've learned, you know, one other thing. I've also been studying directors, currently on Spike Lee, actually. And after their films, after I study their films, I like try and make something that just takes bits and pieces from these directors like that I've learned from. And these aren't to go anywhere, of course. These are for my own education, but just kind of like working up to just being able to make something that I can put out there.
Great. And then what really excites you as an actor or director? Like, you know, what is the joy that you can share with our audience?
Oh my God. Well, I love people. I have always loved people. I think we are all so beautifully flawed, and there's so much to learn about a person that you'll know someone their whole life and you won't get all of it. And so my favorite thing about acting, directing, any of it, is learning about people, trying to portray the things that maybe we all feel but no one talks about. It's my favorite kind of comedy, is when it is so specific, when a joke is made that is so unbelievably specific that you think as the writer no one will get it, and then it ends up being the thing that everyone is like, takes a sigh of relief of, I didn't know you felt that way. Oh my God, I didn't realize other people had this thought, even if it's something very silly. So that definitely excites me the most about performing.
Wow. So would you tell a little bit about the role that you played, Polly, in Peas in Pot? What was your challenge? What was your favorite moment?
So, I played Polly. She is a total mess of a person. She comes from Wisconsin, but she has a big heart. And my favorite thing about playing Polly is that I think that women still in the media, in film and in, you know, the entertainment industry, are portrayed as either being, you know, really disgusting in a villainous way, like it's not the character you like, or really beautiful and perfect. And what I'm starting to see female directors do a lot is we're finally starting to see women who are messy. So this is like something Issa Rae does a lot. It's something Phoebe Waller-Bridge does a lot. Amy Poehler, Tina Fey, like women who are still wonderful and kind, but are kind of gross or are very sexual as well, which is not something that we talk about enough, is like a woman's sexual desire. And, you know, of course, unless she's being portrayed as like very promiscuous or something like that. So my favorite thing about Polly is, you know, she comes in from Wisconsin and she just is ready for an adventure, which I kind of always feel the same about me in my real life. She's just like ready to take on the world, but she makes a lot of mistakes and there's a lot of things she doesn't know. And that's okay. That's how people are. And we see a few moments between her and Pete where she says something that could even be seen as racially insensitive, you know? And instead of getting defensive when Pete tries to explain it to her, she listens. And she listens and learns. And so what I love about her the most is her messiness and also the fact that she is always willing to learn. And then I guess the hardest thing about playing Polly, besides the fact that, you know, it's just hard to step into a role when you're also behind the camera and working on the set or the food or like a shot, you know, and so that's, of course, like difficult in a fun way, but it's hard. I had to learn how to kind of bring down the acting a bit, since I don't really have much experience on film. So my biggest fear for the pilot episode was, am I too big? Is it too much? Like, am I flailing? Am I in the right spot? Kind of the technical stuff.
Wow. But did you have fun overall?
Oh my goodness, I had so much fun. Even messing up is fun, because then you leave set and you're like, I know how to do this now. I feel good. Or, you know, for me, I would get so excited to learn a new film term. So like learning what a dirty shot meant, you know, I was like, oh, can you tell me, what does that mean? Or, you know, learning about the different vocabulary, that was, I loved it. And of course, you know, acting, that's always fun.
Yes, and you have tons of script, and then the tempo was really amazing. Tempo between you and Alex are really like authentic, natural, like really flowing. And did you guys rehearse a lot together before the actual like filming?
We did rehearse. We did not rehearse a lot, I'll tell you that. Most of the time spent before was on pre-production. But what I will say that was very easy about working with Alex is not only do we come from the same acting class, so we kind of like have very similar techniques, we both understand comedy. And of course, I say that not to say that I'm this brilliant comedian, but we understand that there's tempo and that there's rhythm, the same way that you have to work on a song. And so it's easy because even if we didn't practice a lot, you know, we would, of course, read through the scenes multiple times with the director, but we were able to set into that rhythm very easily each time. So if something was worked on, it wasn't usually that. The two of us, you know, being big fans of comedy, can kind of just tap right into that, I would say.
Yeah, it's brilliant. And then as an audience, and by the way, I'm one of the producers. I'm very, very proud of this project. I'm very fortunate to have met you, Alex, Richie, and all the other people that I haven't met in person. But it's just, when I watch Peas in the Pod, I just feel so drawn to, like, captivated, like I can't think anything else but the show and but the characters and what's going on, which is really awesome sign. And like, you know, I think the big credits to is Alex writing, but not only the writing, but you and Alex acting the characters the most amazing, authentic that people think it's very, very real. So that's really what I loved about it.
Well, thank you. That's like the best thing I could hear. And of course, we're so happy to have you on board. That's been really nice for us.
Thank you. And then when you look at the final product, the film, what do you feel emotionally?
Well, I told you, so it was really hard for me at first because I'm a perfectionist and I have a hard time letting go of things if I think, like, you know, the sound could be better here, or this can be tighter, or, you know, we should have reshot this. Like, I can't help but do that. And so right before it was released, I was very nervous and would have been for anything, you know. But then once it came out and I was able to watch it from its entirety, I was just so proud. I was so proud of it. I mean, you know, I think back to Alex and I sitting in his apartment and him reading me the pilot and saying, "Are you interested? Because I've tried to get this off the ground before and it hasn't worked," you know. And all the way to now where we have producers and we have a full show and you know, we have Richie who's there for us, Richard Winger, the, you know, for your audience. And so, yeah, I'm really filled with pride that, like, yes, it's good, right? It's a good show that I'm proud of. But even besides that, it's something that we made and we finished. And I think that in itself is a pretty big feat.
Exactly. And then I've been actually modeling and acting since I was 17. And then I completely understand. My daughter was just on Netflix movie.
Oh, congrats.
In New York. Yeah, thank you. But you're right. Like, on the screen, you only see 2, 3, 4 actors. But around it, there's maybe 30 people.
Yeah.
In every aspect. So you don't know, like, you know, as an audience, like, you're just seeing the screen. So that's why I think how you feel about we made it is because of the teamwork and behind the scene. It's just people don't understand the backstory of it, how many people are involved and how much of the work that's put in. And I think regardless of what could be better, like, you know, oh, I could have done this and that, but more so that it's actually out there and the people are watching and then entering the film festivals and stuff. And that's totally an accomplishment, and some people can't even do that in their lifetime if they wanted to.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's pretty cool.
Yes. So now you produce this. How can people find out about you? Do you have a website or Instagram?
Yes, I have a website. It is stephaniewinland.com. That's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. That's my email. W-I-N-D-L-A-N-D. It's also on the bio that you posted, of course. And then my Instagram is @Swinland. So it's S and then my last name. The website is being updated. So if anyone does go on within like the next few days, it's not updated yet, but I'm working on it.
Great. And then what is your short-term and long-term goal as an actor or director?
The short-term goal as an actor specifically is to really just, you know, I kind of took a break from it for a while because of Peas in a Pod and also just my own feelings towards musical theater. So my short-term goal is to just stop being so scared of making a mistake and sing the songs I want, do the monologues I want, you know, write the stuff I want for myself and for my friends. Because of course, right now the industry is very shut down. So it's a little hard to be like working. But the long-term goal is I would of course love to be on Broadway. That's been the dream since I was two, performing, you know, in anything. And I would love to be a director as well. I have, I've been realizing that in myself. I would love to direct both plays and movies and kind of have a bunch of hats that I wear. So Broadway, of course, a sitcom, you know, I do comedy more than anything. I love comedy. So to be on my own show would be like just unbelievable.
Wonderful. And if you have an advice for people who is maybe willing to try acting, directing, but facing now or never moment, what is your true advice from gaining these experiences?
My advice is you're always going to second guess yourself. It's natural. You're not going to have confidence in some of the things you do. But you know what? Who cares? This is what I tell myself all the time now when I think, don't go to that audition. You're not right for it or you're not good enough. I go, okay, so you're not good enough. Who cares? Do it anyway. If you love it, if there is something in you that is calling to act, direct, write, produce, you have nothing to lose. Because even if your time is spent on it and you later decide down the line it's not for you, chances are you've learned a lot and you've explored a part of yourself that's going to teach you more about you as a person. So if there is something in you that wants to try it, go for it. You will never feel ready. You just have to go. You got to take the leap and trust that something will be there to catch you.
Wonderful. Well, so people can find out, watch your Polly role in a Peas in a Pod by going to YouTube and search.
You would search Peas in a Pod, but that is P apostrophe S in a Pod series. And it'll come up. You can watch the whole season. There are some behind the scenes footage, some blooper reels. You can look that up on both Vimeo and YouTube and Sarah.
Wonderful. So I really appreciate you sharing your now or never moment and then your acting career and your goal in the future. It was such a pleasure getting to know you. Not only I saw you on a wonderful film, but just to find out exactly who you are. That's really wonderful.
Oh, I agree. This was so lovely. I'm glad that we finally got to do it.
Great. Well, best of luck to your career and Peas in a Pod. And I am so grateful to see you acting so well and pursuing your dream.
Thank you. You too. You are killing the game. You're doing so many things. And I wish you the best of luck. And I'm just excited to be part of your journey.
Wonderful. Well, we'll be in touch. And then thank you again for coming to Now or Never podcast.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you for listening to another episode of Now or Never. My name is Julie Love. I'm your host. My website is julielove.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode of interviewing with Stephanie Winland. Whether you're driving, doing something fun, I'm talking to you from my heart to your heart. See you next time.